Damas y caballeros, welcome to En Mis Tiempos. I'm one of your hosts, George, and people with a reverse park are better than everyone else. I'm here today with Adrian and Alfredo. How's it going, guys?
Going good.
What'd you say? Don't people do what?
I know what he said.
No, people who reverse park.
I know what you said. What did you say? Said,
don't do it like you're eating wings at the same time. Oh, okay, this time. Okay.
Today's guest, Fernie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I asked for 13, but I got 31.
Damn.
He's been saving that one all week.
That's a good start.
All right, have you? Wait, was that the one? No, was that the one where he said a few things?
What? No, it's an Offspring song.
This is episode 31.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. George,
I was about to check.
I didn't know it was 31.
You're going to have to help him reference all this stuff. So
I do, honestly. I'm really
get ready for a lot of 90s references. That's all I'm saying.
I'm fine. It's funny because, like, I should know a few of these things, but they're all what? References from, like, movies and sometimes?
Just for the most part.
Most part,
pop
right?
Culture, just pop culture in general.
Pop culture, yeah, but I just never really listened to anything. I don't know. But yeah, welcome, Fernie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Fernie was the first guest to actually bring some stuff. Hey, wait, are you giving this to us?
You haven't decided yet.
Up until.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
If I get a rose at the end of the show, then you'll keep it.
Okay.
If I get a rose.
Damn. The Bachelor?
He brought us some props. The red flags. What are these called in football?
Challenge flags.
Challenge flags.
Challenge flags.
And yellow.
And yellow. What's the yellow
penalty
one
Penalty flags.
Penalty.
Foul.
Penalty.
Yellow card.
And a red one for a challenge. I was laughing earlier because I was thinking about today and where I could have used this.
A challenge flag?
A challenge flag. So I'm driving to Fort Worth to go to a job, and I get stopped by a cop.
I'm going to start carrying one. Damn it.
Exactly. I got stopped by a cop, and he says I cut into him, and because I was trying to, you know, exit, and he was, I don't know, he was in the way. I didn't want to speed up because I was like, he's going to stop me. But apparently he's like, he came up to the window. He's like, you know what? I stopped you because you didn't have you didn't turn your signal light on whenever you move lanes. And I was like, yeah, I did. In that moment right now, I was like, challenge.
You challenged that. Show me the video.
Flag. Show me the video.
Show me the replay.
Show me the replay. No. So he was like, yeah.
But did you?
No, I did. I told him. I was like, but I did. He's like, no, you didn't. All right.
He's probably just pissed because you cut him off.
I was like, yeah, we're just going on opinion and whatever. But he gave me a warning. Fair.
Okay, no ticket. You definitely turned it on.
Ticket. Yeah, I did turn it. He just wanted to stop me. Yeah. So.
Let's have a quote.
Because you're brown.
I've been stopped before because I was brown. Yeah, or I was in the wrong neighborhood. Maybe that. I don't know.
Or both.
I was at a Starbucks and I was leaving at 12 o'clock at midnight.
You're not supposed to be at a Starbucks if you're brown, period.
And you took the red light.
Did you say midnight?
Midnight. It was like I was leaving midnight because we left our car
Starbucks?
There.
Starbucks?
You were drinking coffee at midnight?
No. We had left our car there. We were at Starbucks. We left our car there. We went somewhere. Forgot where. I think we went to like a karaoke place. And we on the way back, they dropped us off. We took our car. Me and a friend. And he's browner than me.
Damn.
And he has like a full on beard going on. So and then the cop stops us.
What's the beard got to do with it?
Well, he looks like the Mexican that helped the Arabs get into the countries where he was getting at.
Exactly.
Let him answer.
That's what he was trying to say.
He was going to go somewhere dark. We wanted to catch that.
And not today.
Saved him. All right.
Yeah, but we got to stop. I'm going to get a ticket though. Just told us to get out of town.
Like before the sun sets or what? That's a weird way to put it.
The sun was already set. I don't know.
I'd get out of town if I was you. Well, the locals get over here.
You see that mile back there? No, but yeah. Anyways, that's what my challenge flag thing was.
Have you ever seen the Chappelle show when it says the wrap it up button?
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up. Come on.
You know, no, at award shows.
I'm going to get that.
That's
I'm just
cool.
Gonna sit here to the side and like
it's gonna start playing music.
Like, up, start
turning the volume up
when they play music.
Is there an end to the story coming up or not yet?
No.
Damn.
Can we get The Last of Us out of the way?
Damn it.
You're all cut up, are you?
I'm two episodes behind.
Wait, hold on. We gotta ask. Friendly, have you watched The Last of Us?
I'm watching with Maya. So
what'd you think of the third episode?
The third episode? About the third episode. Let's move on.
Okay. Are you cut up though?
I am.
Okay, cool. Because I'm not. Y'all can talk about this.
You're not cut up either?
I'm on.
Oh my God. I know what happened. Right, I know what happened. No, 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 no. Talk about
it. I don't even know what happened. You played the video game.
No, no, no. But I've seen like snippets of the episode and like.
They say it was pretty close to the video game, the source material. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So it sucks.
Supposedly there's only one episode left, right?
They introduced someone that's going to be big in season two, supposedly.
Yeah. In the next episode or this one?
In this episode.
The one that just passed?
Yeah.
Who?
They, I don't know.
They didn't really introduce anyone that's still alive.
Either that.
How do you know?
For the last episode? Or for next season?
No, no, no. For this
episode. You said in the past episode they introduced somebody supposedly that's going to be big.
That's what I've read.
Wait, the past one? Yeah. Seven? Oh, yeah, they did. You know who it was?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, we also don't know season two.
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah.
Or we also don't know the game.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Do you want a spoiler?
Yeah, I want to know who it is.
No, no. I don't. I don't.
Have you watched all
of it? You already watched the episode.
But he doesn't. You don't know who's a big main character in the next season.
Well, we know it's not David, so.
Or Bill.
Because they're dead. Right,
Frank. Right. Like all the other
Frank
ones were just
and Bill.
Frank and Bill. No, David is the guy from this past episode. Yeah.
We're talking about episode seven when they're in the town.
Yeah.
So at the bar, remember when they're at the table sitting with, it's her, Joel, and the girl, and then the brother and
but
the
that's a different
wife?
Episode. That was talking about the girl that was looking at her.
Yeah, her.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's she, not from this past episode.
What episode was that?
I haven't.
He just said it. He heard about it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, she's a big deal in the next season.
Yeah, I read about that.
Okay. Yeah. Anywho,
I don't want to talk about it if you haven't watched.
Well, no. One of our listeners asked, where would you go in a zombie apocalypse? And now I kind of want to know.
Well, I was thinking about that because I saw that earlier, and I would definitely go. I mean, shit, maybe where I'm going next week, Kansas.
Why can't
I want to go to where there's the least amount of people? Because least amount of people, least amount of zombies,
least amount of buildings. I just don't like
well that
buildings.
Too. Anyone sneak up on you? You know, it's like nothing. There's true. No people. There's no buildings, and there's a lot of guns.
But
so go to like
you know what was scarier to me was the Will Smith movie with the
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, that was scarier to me in the buildings.
Than, yeah,
than they're working was. On sequel well, those, with yeah.
To me.
What's his name? B. Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
Fernie. What? Where would you go?
Juarez. I'm going back to my hometown. I don't know. I have no idea.
He wants to die at home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. But wait,
you want somewhere rural?
They can't cross over, right?
You can see somebody coming?
They can't cross over to Juarez. So.
they have no papers.
No, you're right. The wall is where it stops. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
The border. That all happened.
Next to an ocean somewhere.
What's it? What kind of zombies are we talking about?
Mexicans.
Are we talking like, what is that Brad Pitt movie called?
World War Z.
Because
those zombies were insane.
Those yeah, were I like mean, the Olympic sprinter zombies.
Yeah.
And climbers.
They climb
so the wall
other.
Wasn't going to stop them.
The wall will.
They climb on each other and they climb over the wall, right?
They build that Spaniard tower. Yeah.
Yeah. So that won't work.
Spaniard tower.
Are we going with different zombies? All right. World War Z zombies, where would you go? Middle of the ocean, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said. Somewhere near the ocean.
GOT zombies?
GOT zombies? I want that.
The White Walkers? Somewhere hot?
Does the heat actually kill? Does it do anything to them? Like, nothing
they don't,
kills them, right? Like,
they never kill anyone.
Fire from a dragon?
That too.
You stabbed just one guy. He's dead. I don't know.
We know they're all dead.
What was the other zombies?
Well, Shaun of the Dead.
Those zombies were pretty 28 fast.
Days later, zombies. 28
days later, zombies. Those
they were
cool.
Also yeah. Sprinters.
But they weren't as acrobatic as the World War Z zombies.
There was that scene in the tunnel where they were like jumping on the cars and stuff.
Well, yeah, but they were doing stuff that humans can do. Yeah. If you know,
they weren't fit. Building a wall out of each other.
Right.
I don't know.
If you say you haven't seen 28 Days Later, I'm gonna throw something at you.
I've seen 28 Days Later.
How old is that movie?
Like 20. I don't know.
I think it's like from.
I don't think I've seen it.
2005.
Maybe? 2002.
Oh, close.
Oh, no. Okay. I haven't seen it.
No?
What?
Wait. Is there a period of time where you didn't watch
I
movies?
I guess you didn't watch movies. No, early 2000s? No, I didn't see it.
No, 2003, that's it.
Zero movies.
Are you kidding? Seriously, one of the best movies, period,
yeah.
That I've seen, but definitely one of the best zombie movies. Like,
and Danny Boyle said that he's open to working on a third movie.
Nice. Because there's 28 days later and there's 28 weeks later. And I guess 28 years later.
28 months.
You're going to be old.
28 months.
And there's the Walking Dead. Those guys are like so useless.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, I could outrun them. It's just a small, slow sprint for like 20 feet and then wait.
I've never seen one episode of that.
Me neither.
Not one episode.
You know what? Don't, because you're gonna get hooked. Because the first 2-3 seasons are actually pretty good, but then it goes to shit, and then like you're like pissed off about it. So don't waste your time.
I told you how Heidi was like, I'm gonna watch every episode, and so I would get home and she'd make me sit there and watch like 3 or 4 episodes of the later seasons. The worst, the absolute worst episodes of any TV show.
Everyone dropped it after they killed the Chinese guy.
That's pretty much where it went to shit.
Glenn.
Yeah, the Glenn. Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they killed him. He was one of the best characters, but just like the episode just took a turn.
Why would you choose the most popular one? Well, okay, I get why you chose the most popular one.
In the comics, G-O-T.
He dies.
He was killed, but there was a twist because they killed someone else and then left at a cliffhanger. We didn't find out that Glenn actually died until
the beginning of the following season.
Yeah. Even though
the hell was that?
I was trying to laugh, but then it was something else.
Sorry, I was just trying to hold that in.
Anyways,
what the?
Anybody heard that?
Can you all smell that burp?
That was a burp. I'm
it's
sorry.
A small room.
I wasn't trying to keep that out. Let that out. I mean,
where would you go?
I would say Costco, but I feel like that's everybody's
Costco.
Yeah,
and what would be your weapon of choice?
So you would just take over a Costco and defend it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a bad plan.
It's not. It's like grab a little a guns and just bah, bah, bah. Anybody tries to step in. I don't
too
care.
Many entrances though.
Yeah.
Well, people, you got to bring some buddies or just
people
you?
Can hide.
I'll bring people to help me, but once like I got it, like you know, it starts getting. I guess empty, like the town.
You start killing them?
I'll start killing them. One by one.
I'll go to Costco.
Note to self.
I'll go with you.
You'll go with me. Go to Costco with George. Costco.
But, yeah. Well, I don't want to. Now that you know,
he's going to kill you. They got beer, they got water, they got a food. I mean, we're good.
But if you go with me,
he's going to kill you.
Why?
Because. Are you not paying attention?
Another mouth to feed, man.
Don't kill me.
He's going to start killing people.
Go somewhere else, please.
Go somewhere else.
See, what would be the weapon of choice, though?
To kill me?
What?
Machete.
Yeah, but bullets are finite. Well, like,
doesn't Costco doesn't sell bullets?
No.
Doesn't.
Go to Walmart.
The machete.
I definitely take a machete. They're very versatile.
Yeah, machete.
What kills zombies?
Anything to the head.
Yeah. Anything to the head?
Yeah. An ice pick, I mean.
Or if you break their legs.
Well, it doesn't kill them. It just makes them look funny.
Makes them slower.
Exactly.
They'll drag themselves.
But it's, I mean, you can have them and use them body. Like, you know how in Walking Dead, you like, what is it they do? They cover themselves. Oh, they cover themselves in the zombie's blood or something. And the zombies don't even. Yeah, so
they don't smell them and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm immune.
So you don't turn into a zombie if you touch the blood?
No.
You just got
to. You got to get bit.
You have to get bit.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get the blood in you.
Oh, is it that way?
Yeah.
So if you have a cut and you rub blood on you, you're going to get infected.
PSA. blood has to touch you to be able to.
All right, where would you go? Zombie.
Probably somewhere with a mountain. So I can have high ground.
I have the high ground.
Wait, time to think about it. It's not fair.
What? I was not going to say Costco. That's fuck shit.
You said Juarez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Like, we're trying to survive. What did you do?
Juarez, what?
No, but we tried to survive. What were you thinking? Just going back home?
Yeah.
Quick answers. I was just thinking, quick answers. Come on. What else? Let's go.
See, Costco's a stop on the way to your final destination.
Yeah.
Like, you stop, get
supplies. You can't take everything, though.
Yeah. I mean, true.
Take the essentials.
And then you fucking go to Kansas City and you run your little truck into something and now you had nothing.
You'll go to, what's that called? Bass Pro Shop?
Four.
Pick up a boat. Go to Costco. Load it and then drive off.
In a boat?
Yeah.
To ocean, see?
Out in the sea,
if you hook it up,
You got fish.
Oh, tow a boat. Yeah, yeah. Get on a boat and then drive to Costco.
Tow a boat. Good. See, man?
I'm going to have a hard time putting it back into the sea, though. I'm like, I don't know how to do that thing where you maneuver the truck to put.
Have you seen them, though? Like,
at that point, just drive into it. You're not going to use it.
With the car. Yeah. Let's go.
Don't stop.
Pulling straight.
I can't take. We'd have to drive it all the way to Galveston. Or are you going to be at White Rock? Or like, right, or,
I mean,
Lake Ray Hubbard is pretty big, but I mean, there's,
I mean, there's a Costco right down the road.
There is.
That's true. That is.
So
you can make a run every one time you need
Bass
something.
Bass Pro's right there. That's a good one.
They have a Gloria's there too.
What?
Sorry. They got a bars there. I mean, there'll be beer, you know, alcohol. Leftover. Yeah, some. Unless, you know.
All right. So then what would be the first thing that you run out to get when you know it's going down?
More ammo.
Besides a weapon.
Hmm.
Water.
Water.
A PSP.
Based wrong on answers those? Only, I guess.
What do you mean?
A plethora. Deal with a PSP.
A play?
You're going to have electricity for like 3 days and before the grid shuts down. And you're
oh, that right. A generator. That'll be
a generator might not be a bad thing while you like figure out how to hunt and do all the stuff that's going to keep you alive. You're going to need some
ice chest.
Stuff like
ice.
That.
Yeah,
ice.
Yeah. Beer. Water.
I'd hit up the pharmacy first.
He's just having a party.
having a cookout.
Yeah. A speaker.
BYOB.
Oh, smokeless grill.
Oh, you know another place that would be good? Stay away. Bucky's. No?
Kind of small. A lot of junk.
Yeah.
It's small. Yes.
There's not a lot of like.
A lot good, of windows, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Costco has food, like real food.
Yeah, but they have like, don't they have like knives and stuff in there? At Bucky's?
So does Costco.
Sure they do.
No,
I'm sure
Costco
they do,
doesn't.
Yeah,
they do.
I mean, they sell Christmas ornaments, so I'm sure they have
knives. Bucky's are good. Yeah. Bucky sells anything. Yeah,
Bucky sells like hunting knives and shit like that.
Yeah, and with their face on it. Yeah. Imagine someone coming up to you with a knife.
It's a Bucky on it.
Bucky's? Yeah.
Damn. Are you from Texas?
Are you going to stab me with a Bucky's knife? It's kind of sad.
I ended up a pharmacy.
I went to a. I went
that's
to
where you would go. Yeah.
That's probably the. Smart that would be the second place I would go to because I would think about it when I'm like, "Fuck, there's no medicine here."
And oh, you're right. My high blood pressure. You're right. I would need it.
Waiting. You wouldn't have to worry about that because you're not going to be eating any more steaks, motherfucker.
So. I mean, that's true. You're going to be running.
Well, he's going to be playing PSP and
running
then
everywhere.
Fucking blood pressure's going to go up
for like an hour. That's the. Man, you're right. You know what? I don't have to worry about my high blood pressure anymore. You know what? The zombie apocalypse is going to be bad. That or, what's it called?
Your anxiety would be real high, but.
Oh, yeah. Probably would.
Joe?
What?
Yeah. What you thinking over there?
Nothing. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Nah. Throw one of the flags.
We can't just throw random flags.
Why are we challenging?
You can't like be on a podcast and think of something.
I didn't say anything.
And then not
I didn't
say
anything.
It.
I can, you know what? I can do whatever I want.
Did y'all watch that Chris Rock special?
Kid Rock. Oh, the one over. He finally talks about his thing.
Right.
Oh, I've seen a lot of things about that.
He clears it up.
Oh, he makes it up.
He makes it worse.
He's still not over.
Did he make it worse? He's kind of like 50-50 people are actually defending it or saying like he shouldn't have done that. Should have taken the high road or whatever, but.
No,
I mean, man got slapped.
I kind of feel like you had to talk about it. You waited a whole year.
It was a year, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, I feel like it was fine. He did it in a way where it doesn't seem like he's trying to talk bad about him.
Have you watched it?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
No.
No? I mean.
But I've read what he said, and it doesn't sound like he wasn't
well,
trying
the way
to talk
he,
bad about
the
him.
Way he presents it. You know what?
Why'd you read about it?
Actually,
YouTube, Netflix.
It's legit. I mean, TikTok. You have TikTok. It's on TikTok.
It didn't come out once on my feed. Stop. Take that away from him.
No, I love this. It's the No, but what he says it in a way where he talks like he makes fun of him, but he doesn't. But it is true. That guy did get interviewed.
Yeah, for the most part, like I said, I think he had to talk about it. He had to say something about it. Mm. Waited a whole year. People were just waiting for him to say something about it. So, I mean.
Or he could not.
And the money's
fine too.
The money's going to come in for him.
Why?
Because, I mean, everybody.
He never lost any money.
No. But the Chris Rock, he made a special on Netflix. Everybody's going to start watching him.
That special
but he had like
three back specials in, back in 14.
That oh, really?
For yeah, like 2019. He's just never sent it. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. 2 for $40 million or something like that.
He never said anything. Yeah. Yeah, this one's. I mean, the part that got me was whenever he's like, everyone's been cheated on, but you've never been cheated on and interviewed by the person that
cheated on you.
Cheated on you. I cheated on you.
Like, what the fuck does that have to do with him getting slapped?
Well, yeah, that's Chris Rock. That's what? Where it felt like he was actually trying to come after.
Okay.
You. Right. Like, that has absolutely nothing to do with you getting slapped and why you got slapped.
Well, in a way, it does, right?
No. How?
You, he was, the reason he got slapped was because he's brought her name, her up, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why. That's why I feel like he's all right in bringing her you know, up or bringing
you have,
that.
You have siblings, right?
Yes.
You've never talked shit about Karina?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with other people talking shit about Karina?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then.
Wait, the fuck? I don't think I've ever talked anything about Karina. Anyway,
He's a comedian, though. Like,
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah, but that's petty.
What?
Why?
Doing that. Because it's direct. It's like the fucking Shakira song. He didn't have to. He was fine. Like, he was talking about
the joke?
Everything he said about Will Smith and Jada.
Before he got slapped, I'm talking about.
But he hadn't talked about it this whole year.
It doesn't matter when you do it. If you do it, you did it.
But also, if you wait a whole year to talk about it, it kind of also looks like, okay.
But this is what you're coming with?
Okay, so you're saying it wasn't, him saying stuff about him was okay, but bringing her up was not right in the sense? Or is petty?
I'm saying it's petty. If you're going to, like, he basically doubled down on it.
Okay.
Had he just talked about Zane. The slap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he got slapped because he talked shit about Jada Pinkett, and then he talked shit about her again. Pinkett. Like, what the fuck?
That's a weird name.
Had he just talked about the slap, that'd be one thing. But he brought in all this other cheating, whatever.
And I get he's a comedian, and but that's what got him in trouble in the first place. Like, if you're going to do it, I guess fucking do it. You should have done it the month after. And I waited a year and made a whole special about it. Like,
she actually came up to him, too, though.
What do you mean?
Jada came to Chris?
Right, when she said about that he should be fired because her husband didn't win the...
Or he should resign or something like that.
Yeah, I think he nominated for concussion.
There we go, for concussion. And then...
But Chris Rock did?
Yeah. No, Will Smith didn't win the Oscar. And what's his name?
Or wasn't nominated for the Oscar, so she asked Chris Rock to step down from hosting.
Yeah, he didn't say he should get fired. She was asking for a boycott because...
Yeah.
What does he got to do with it? Reason, huh? What does Chris Rock got to do with it?
He's black, fucker.
Oh, so like...
What?
She was asking for black artists to boycott the Oscars because black artists were being ignored by the Oscars. And Chris Rock was fucking hosting it.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with Chris Rock about who wins or loses.
I know. Nobody's saying it does. I'm just saying, what does it have to do with Chris Rock? He's black. And she was asking for black artists to boycott the Oscars.
I remember that. I don't think he should have. I mean,
I don't either. Yeah. Like, that's
Chris Rock got whatever. Bills too.
Right, he's got bills to pay too.
I don't like.
I don't have like people. People like ask you for a boycott if you want to do it. If you don't. It's whatever.
If you can afford to do it,
right? If you can afford a boycott, boycott. Exactly.
I feel like that's something from you should say from now on. If you can afford it, boycott, please.
You can miss work.
If not, then you cool. Don't worry.
On my end, it felt a little weird because we've read reports and shit has come out since the slap of them like communicating and like supposedly being on good terms and whatnot, and then a whole year later, suddenly.
Maybe he's cool about it.
Makes it worse.
Maybe he's cool about. Maybe Will Smith and him talked about it, and he let them know, hey, I'm gonna say this. You know,
he doesn't have to. Like at the end of the day, he's a comedian. He talks shit about everybody. He's been doing it his whole fucking career. Like it is what it is. But I don't know. I just think he didn't need to do it. It's all my whole thing. Like after he got slapped and everything that happened to Will, Chris Rock came out on top.
He didn't even have to mention it.
Yeah, I get
and he still would have been on top.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he would have been forever known saying. As a, you know, oh, that guy. Good guy.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Rock is still the good guy.
I mean.
I don't like Will Smith either way.
You don't like Will Smith?
Well, no, actually, I do like that one song.
I'm going to watch I Am Legend 2.
What? That's it? You like his worst song?
What?
No, that was that Wild Wild West song. That was the worst song.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, too.
That's actually a good song, too.
It was a horrible movie, too.
Whoa, hold on.
I think that song got worse because the movie was so bad.
How was it a bad movie?
It was a movie. Fucking horrible.
I actually liked that movie. The spider coming towards Texas.
So who got it the worst? Will Smith or George Lopez so far?
Well, George Lopez did get banned for 10 years from the Oscars. So.
Oh, he did? The other guy?
Chris Rock or George Lopez?
Nothing's going to happen to George. He's already made his money.
Yeah.
Well, so has Will. Will was still going to make a lot of money in his career.
I just found out he has another show called Lopez versus Lopez.
Yeah, he does. I can't watch it. TV show?
Yeah.
That's why he apologized.
It's his daughter. His daughter is like with him, like acting and stuff.
His real daughter?
Yeah, his real daughter. I don't know. Don't watch it. I don't know.
It's on NBC.
I was going to say something mean.
What's her name?
Mayan.
Mayan?
Mayan.
Mayan Lopez.
M-A-Y-A-N.
Mayan.
Okay, now he. Is that a name?
Isn't that Blossom? Name too? Or.
That's my.
No, Mayan.
We're talking about the Powerpuff Girls?
Mayan. That's, so Blossom is M-A-Y-I-M. Mayan as in Maya. Like our people.
Like the Mayan culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what Blossom is? Not the Powerpuff Girls, you know whatever. Or six, yeah.
The pink one?
Do I know it? I don't know. What is it? What is it?
Don't worry about it.
All right, fine. What were you saying? Yeah. Oh,
Lopez.
Yeah. Don't watch that show. Don't watch the show. It's bad.
Yeah, no intention of watching
that. And How I Met Your Father. Don't watch that either. But
where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just I really have something against it just because they try to make like a spinoff of How I Met Your Mother.
What did you think about it, what he said, Fernie?
Who?
George Lopez.
I think he's just old, man. I think he's just old and bitter. I think it just doesn't really.
He couldn't hear. He's like, huh?
What's his name?
Why you keep saying that name?
You see, Ralph, though, now we're like doing shows with Dave Chappelle, or Dave Chappelle went to go see him.
Yeah.
Like, the man went out of his way to go see the guy.
Do you find him really funny?
Dave Chappelle does that all the time.
No, I mean.
Who, Dave Chappelle?
I don't think he's like freaking one of the best comedians out there. No, but he's funny. Like, I've seen his clips, and that's the reason they brought him up, because he's an up-and-coming comedian. Right. He's getting better.
Yeah.
And his clips were out there, and people were getting to know him. And he just blew up, like, out of nowhere because of that. But
we're talking about Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah.
And because of George.
Talking about Dave.
And then hometown hero over here.
Yeah.
That's from Oakland.
He's all right.
He called out Miss Geek.
I guess his delivery and the type of jokes that he makes. Because you look at him, you expect to make a type of joke, and he doesn't. He just makes like regular jokes. It's like he said in an interview. So he said he's not a Mexican comedian. He's just a comedian who happens to be Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people look at him, they expect him to make the type of jokes that George Lopez used to make.
Right. Exactly.
And he doesn't, which is what caught my attention about him. And he's pretty funny. The way he delivers the jokes is pretty funny.
His delivery.
There are times when it's like everything just recycled.
Yeah.
You've heard it over and over. Yeah. Right. So that kind of gets old.
Like the first George Lopez special I watched, that was like hilarious to me. And then after like second and third and fourth, I was like, you know, you said that on the first one.
So the Chris Rock thing was like, it's nothing compared to when he was coming up. I don't think you're ever going to be that good. Like Eddie Murphy's never going to do another Raw or.
You're hustling your ass off.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, that stuff was great.
Yeah.
That Chris Rock thing was like, some of it was okay. I like the Meghan Markle remarks about. That was pretty good. But for the most part, it's like you anticipate it, then you're like, it's okay.
Yeah. I actually felt that way about one of the Chappelle shows.
The lead up to it is like better than watching the thing. I was like,
One of them. I don't remember which one.
I can see that, but for him, it's always been different. And
yeah.
Maybe he had one day off or something. Off day, sorry.
I don't remember. We're not talking about that.
Have you seen was it called the Madison Square Garden Sphere? The sphere that's going to be in Las Vegas? You don't know what I'm talking about.
Madison Square Garden?
No. Okay, so.
It opens in September 2023.
It's opening. It's a sphere. That's bigger than the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas. And it's
bigger than the Vegas Eiffel Tower or bigger than the real Eiffel Tower?
The real Eiffel Tower, right? I know, man. That's I saw somewhere that it's bigger than the Eiffel Tower.
Blocks.
But it's a sphere of just like pantallas, like all over
the sphere.
And so it's a entertainment center or whatever. It's like a place for events.
They're saying that U2 should be the first to open.
No, U2 is the first one. If you look, there's an event
us
already.
Us two
or them two?
U2. Yeah. Okay, U2. So what has to explain to me? What's so good about U2?
Again, you don't us know the night that you know that.
The band. And why U2? Well, like,
they're a big band, man. They're...
I don't know. Like,
I don't know any of their songs.
Anyways,
what? So okay, everybody knows with
I don't.
You've heard
no, which one?
If I hear it, but I can't tell you
what song.
Hey, put this one.
Give me one song. Everyone.
With or without you. One. Everybody has heard with or without you. Everybody's heard one.
Isn't
everybody's
that like heard... the one you listen to like for at church or something? With or without you.
Sunday.
What kind of church
Sunday?
You go to?
I don't know. What?
I want to go to that church.
Yeah.
I want to go to that church.
How does it go?
That Super Bowl sucked.
Oh, was that the same year that they fucking loaded that song on everybody's iPhone?
Yes.
The
album, not the song.
Leslie is still pissed about that. Like she understands that they're a decent band, and she might actually admit to liking one of their songs if it wasn't for that. Like, I mean, she fucking hates you too because they loaded music on her phone.
It was really stupid.
Said, "I don't. We shouldn't have done that." Like he admitted that they shouldn't have done.
Everyone
that.
Everyone was like, "How do you take this off? Why is it in my library?
Why is it my ringtone?"
Because at that point, I was broke, so I couldn't afford the memory. So I was like, "I don't have enough memory for this fucking album."
Yeah, that too. But imagine if it was like they preloaded it and made it your ringtone.
Like, what the?
No, but
everyone's phone's going off. It's the same goddamn song.
So U2 is supposed to be the first event there, the first headliner or whatever. But it's
it's an event center?
Yeah. Like the
it's Madison Square Garden, but in Vegas, and it's a sphere.
Okay, so what do you mean Madison Square Garden is a place in New York?
Yeah.
It's an arena.
But Madison Square Garden is actually a company.
So they're going to name this place Madison Square Garden?
MSG Sphere.
MSG Sphere. Okay, whatever.
I want you to see it.
It's not bigger than the Eiffel Tower.
It's supposed to be.
It might be bigger than the biggest Eiffel Tower.
It's already being built. They actually have almost closed.
So it's just a dome. Like
it's basically a dome.
Like a stadium.
They want to call it a sphere.
I mean, it looks more like
that's a sphere.
A circle?
It's a 3D circle.
A ball?
It looks more like a sphere than a dome that we would typically think of an arena.
That's tiny, George.
What do you mean?
Stay away.
Look at
smaller than the Ferris wheel.
Trump Tower is taller than it. Trump Tower.
Okay. Yeah, look at Trump Tower.
Fine.
No, look, this is more. Dang it. What did I do? I don't know what I did, but you see the size of it on this one.
It is $1.8 billion.
That's what you said.
That's a tiny picture.
Yeah, if there's a crane next to it, it's not that. Well, those type of cranes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, whatever.
But
so, what are you so? Why are you so excited about this?
Because look at
okay,
it.
This sphere is fake.
It's historical.
And what's it going to? What is the outside? Is there something special about the outside?
So I mean, they can. It's going to be pantalla, so they can make it however they want. Yeah, they can project whatever. But in the inside too is project.
You know, it would be cool.
Here, click this one.
But
if they surrounded the stage with cameras and they would project what's on the stage on the sphere, so you can watch it from
they're
outside.
They're doing that without the people.
They can watch.
That'd
for
be weird.
No, that'd be awesome.
Like watching the event from outside.
Yeah, like if I'm standing here looking at that, and they're projecting the event on
a concert,
on
like a TV,
like yes. A sphere,
like a screen.
It's gonna be a small venue though.
Okay, it looks very small.
Does it tell you how much?
Way? It says 1,800 seats.
1,800 no mas.
You know, and I've played isn't for more
trees
than
bigger
people
than
that.
Than that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like
high school stadium now, more seats than that.
Pull up City Field new scoreboard. Have you guys seen that?
No.
The what?
The baseball City Field Mets.
Pull it up. No, I haven't seen it. Now I lost all my
enthusiasm
about that sphere. Now I don't want to go.
I think the scoreboard takes like half of the field.
No,
baseball. Like the damn Cowboys one.
Man, look,
there's no way they beat ours.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ours is just a TV.
What do you mean ours?
That one.
My bad. What is that?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Why? Why? That's what she said. Why do you need that?
Says the Cowboys fan.
Okay, hold on.
Imagine playing PS5 on that.
Actually, you're right. Dang it! How do you get me? As the
PSP.
Look, the TV. Jerry Jones just, I don't know. The guy knew what we needed.
That's what you needed. A huge screen. Fuck a quarterback.
Who said that?
Oh. Or win a playoff game, something.
Nah, okay, stop. All right, 49ers. But yeah, so now I don't even want to care about the sphere anymore.
You care about it. I'm so small. It's impressive.
No, I thought it was going to be, I thought it was bigger. I thought it was big.
Layup.
But imagine like watching, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Before the end of the podcast, can you do the party trick you used to do back in the day?
Excuse me?
The red balloon?
Whoa.
What red balloon? You have a party trick? Okay. No? You have to show us a party trick.
Where you turn your face red.
Oh, dude.
Can you do that?
I'm old.
He used to kill, man. He used to kill.
I feel like he would get die.
We were so poor that we were like, hey, man, make us laugh. And then we would do that.
I turn red. But like red, red. I'm afraid I might like bust the fucking artery right now or something.
I'm over here holding my breath watching you like, oh, he's going to do it.
Well, that's how I did it.
You look like a man. Have you ever seen that meme or that video with that kid's like shaking?
No, he's like that.
He looks like he's about to shit himself.
Yeah.
Except I came close to passing out a few times.
And the vein would pop out right here, and they're like, "Oh shit, there it is."
Do the thing. Do it.
Do the roar. Do the roar.
Do the thing.
All right, anyways,
all right.
I didn't know we had a party trick.
What's your party trick?
Do you have a party trick?
Everything I'd say.
He knocks drinks over. Literally. The party doesn't officially start until Freddie knocks a drink over.
Surprised you beat him to it.
It was funny. You weren't, this past weekend we had a party, right? And you weren't even there yet. And someone knocked over a drink. It was like, Freddie! I was like, what?
Bean chipper.
And I said, no, I was right here. It wasn't me. I was right here.
Now I get it.
So that's it. So why? Why are you knocking shit over?
Clumsy. Come see us out. I don't know. I don't pay attention to what's going on.
What's your party trick, Adrian? I want to know yours.
Don't have one.
What would you consider a party trick to begin with? What?
A dance or, you know, something that
something you can do that something most other people would
kick. Punch holes in walls.
Something that everybody knows you about. Back in the
day, used to break dance.
No
Or whatever
way.
The fuck y'all called it.
Whatever the fuck.
That wasn't a party trick. That was a dancing way.
No, because there were people dancing and then everybody would stop.
That is not breakdance.
Adrian and Tony would start.
Adrian. I used to breakdance. Yeah.
You and Tony?
Did you do windmills and shit?
Yeah, man.
Oh. No, they would do the whole robot thing.
You know, that's not breakdancing.
That's breakdancing.
Pop.
I was about to say.
There's a spot off of Mockingbird, like Mockingbird Station. Is having like a next weekend or something like a
breakdance?
Breakdance battle?
Let's go.
There's no
I'm
way.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Wait, this weekend?
Next weekend.
You could pour it up top. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in trouble.
You look like you're doing something weird.
Yeah, I want to get sued. I was
like, why'd you just pee in that bar?
Put the camera on Fernie, please. too late. Next time he pours a beer, just get it on Fernie.
And then you take this last
time. Yeah, right?
It's the
Is it warm?
Oh no.
It's the
Oh, she said.
What are you so they're break dancing next week. That's Blue Moon, right?
Yes. Why are you looking at it?
All right, let's stop.
He just has to drink water and
yeah, but there's
what else there
I forgot. There's something next weekend going on off of Mockingbird Station, and they're having like a battle there or something. But it's pretty cool.
That's what they used to do. They used to battle him and Tony.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And cardboard?
Yeah, we used to do that.
Pop and lock?
No, like, you know, those people that, like, pinche cemento.
They would go like behind their arms and stuff and like break their, like, it looks like
that. That's like old school 80s.
Is it? Because I feel like in the 10s, they started doing it again.
No, they did, but that was after him. That was like before him and after him, but not during his time.
Oh, okay.
Happy. there was another question or something that one of somebody commented on the Instagram post. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, you got questions?
Not questions, but
what's on there?
So Priscilla was like, "Hey, what should we, or what are your thoughts on this?" And so someone said, "Pee-pee times are not always poo-poo times, but poo-poo times are always pee-pee times."
I'll give you one guess as to who that was. It was one of our former guests.
Oh, fuck. What?
Our boy Griffy Griff. Yeah. Was it really?
Griffin. Oh,
pee-pee times. Wait, repeat that, please.
Pee-pee times. Really?
Why? Very you catch it the first time? It wasn't that cryptic.
Pee-pee times. Because I'm trying to cut. Because he's
trying to understand it.
It's true.
Yes, it's true. That's why you said it.
Pee-pee times are not always poo-poo times. Poo-poo times are always pee-pee times.
And he wrote it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, you thought he was doing the no, same.
I'm word for word.
I think this is the same. Well,
he's not wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not right now. No, he's not wrong.
Something else? Is there another one?
Hispanic culture of machismo. Why do we have it? And should we still have this culture with us?
I feel like
us?
We already covered that in one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, we did on one of them. Machismo, is it still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Should it be? No.
Probably not. No.
And we said we have it because we got it from the colonizers.
Colonizers, yeah. Patriarchy, all that shit.
Because the Native Americans weren't a patriarchy?
I mean, there probably was, but a lot of it came from Christianity. And
I don't remember them being any like female Aztec rulers or Mayan rulers or Inca rulers. Or
absolutely. I mean,
there wasn't?
No.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. There were a lot of women that were very influential.
They ruled just a bunch of babies.
Tenían un mandilón de esposo y el esposo era el rey, pero...
Ah, just like...
Just like today.
Why are you looking at me?
Why is the camera on me?
Why is the camera on me?
The other one was Matamoros kidnapping murders.
That's the one. There were I can't remember what it was.
Four that got kidnapped, two were found dead, two were found alive.
Oh, with the Americans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Tummy tuck.
So I read that they drove into Mexico in a white minivan with South Carolina license plates. And I was like, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah.
That's where they went wrong.
What, the South Carolina plates?
Yeah.
You think they respect Texas plates?
No, they just
Well, I mean,
fuck with you if you have U.S.
But think about it.
Yeah, I feel
white Bronco would have been cool. It's a border town, though. Like, there's a ton of cars out there with border plates.
But Texas... The Texas plates are a little bit more respectable.
Right? Well, they definitely, like if you're in Juarez or Matamoros or Laredo or whatever with Texas plates, they know you're from, they don't know whether you're from there or not.
Yeah.
Whereas your South Carolina plates, they obviously definitely traveling and you don't know the area. So that might be something to that. But I thought I heard initially that it was like they just got caught in a crossfire and it wasn't intended for them.
That's what it looked like from
there
were pictures
holes
that I saw.
All of them. The side of the building, or not the building.
But wasn't, didn't they get dragged out of the car?
They did. They eventually got kidnapped. But I don't know if they were like the intended target or if it was just like miscommunication or whatever. Regardless of that, what are your thoughts on people going to Mexico to do this thing and should the U.S. government be responsible to like help them? That city literally has like a level, whatever. I don't know how they level four or whatever. Like, don't visit. Just don't fucking go.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Something's going to happen to you. Huh. And there they are. Like, at that point, is it the government's job to help you?
So they went for a tummy tuck?
Yeah. They literally did.
The U.S. government.
One lady was going to go get it, and three of her friends went.
Which one?
Probably not.
Because he said it.
But you know it's going to turn into...
I mean, what is this?
Yeah,
right
we
there?
Need to get in there for, you know, stop
No, because it's happening. It's happened before. Tales. So there was a was it last year? It's been longer. There was a group of friends that went to Cancun. That was quote-unquote friends because... The girl that ended up being killed wasn't really friends with them, but they killed her.
Oh, her friends?
Yeah, her friends killed her. There's video of it, like them doing it.
Okay.
And obviously she's dead. The investigation is over in Mexico, but the people that did it are back in the U.S. In the U.S. So Mexico can't prosecute because they have jurisdiction because the people are here. And the U.S. won't extradite because they're just dragging their feet. So the parents are upset, and they were at the White House this week protesting and wanting to talk to Biden because he needs to do something about it.
Mm.
Is it? It's obviously not the president's fault, no matter what. It's not his job. Maybe the Department of Justice or whatever.
Mm.
they can do something about it. But is it really the government's fault or the government's job to help you when you did something you know you shouldn't have fucking been doing anyway? Like, they're telling you, don't travel to Mexico, and you do it anyway.
Okay, and so this is my thought about it, because I actually thought, like, that they never would hurt someone that is, like, American-American. And, like, I'm not talking about American.
A lot of Americans think
that. No. So, because I was like, the U.S. would do white? Something. No, what? No. <He's>, no, what I'm saying is, like
he just plays white.
Privilege much?
No. It just threw me off, because for me, I know I'm not going to drive through Mexico at all, ever.
Yeah, I'm fucking Mexican. I won't drive through
Mexico. I won't drive there. And, like, not even on the bus? I'm still terrified. So
I've done the bus.
I've done it once.
It's terrifying, but not for those. Those
I did it once. We crossed the border. At the border, we were, like, getting what you have to pay for, the $30?
Yeah, the fucking visa.
The visa.
The bribe. The bribe, exactly.
Apart from the bribe. No. La mordida. No. There was a bribe because we got on the bus, back on the bus, and the bus driver walked by. He's like, I need $20 from everyone, or the, you know,
or like, you die.
Here's 50 if you want. I'm like, protect me.
Yeah.
No, yeah, right, it's terrifying. So for them to go,
I would make it in jail. Protect me.
Exactly, sir. I don't know. I mean, obviously, Mexico has, like, cheaper for stuff like that.
For bribes, yeah, it's way cheaper.
Not for bribes. It's way more expensive. Pero, I don't know. You're right. You're wrong, in the wrong spot.
I didn't say anything. I asked the question.
No, you're in the wrong
spot. I haven't given you my opinion yet.
But I don't know. I feel like the U.S. should be able to do something.
I don't think you would ever not do it. I think you would still go and just be like, all right, well.
Me personally?
Yes.
Well, yeah. But again, I'm Mexican. Right. So if something happened to me, I would not expect the U.S. government to do anything. Okay.
You wouldn't?
Oh, yeah.
Not because I'm Mexican. They can't. What the fuck do they care?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it happens over here all the time.
Yeah.
Mexicans.
But I feel like they should do something.
So you do feel like it's the government's fault to help in a situation like that?
No, not their
fault.
Why should they say their fault?
It's their job. I mean, if I said
a job to help out. I mean.
Do you know there's Mexicans that come over here all the time and get killed? Do you think Mexico should get involved or not?
I'm thinking like an American. I need to stop. Never mind. Forget everything.
Well, you are an American.
Are you a citizen?
No, I'm a dual citizen.
You are, but you're still an American. You were born here. And if you travel to Mexico, you probably travel.
Yeah, but that's like the way I'm thinking is like a person that lives in America is like the world is like. And so I don't think that way. I don't know why I'm thinking that way right now.
You're like, oh, my God, Mexico's so dangerous. Exactly. Oh, no, I can never go there.
So the U.S. is a.
Oh, cheap tummy tucks. Let's go.
Yeah.
No, you made your own choice. You went in there when all of Mexico tells you not to.
Level five. Yeah,
it's unfortunate that it happened, but
Adrian,
what?
No, no. What was the question again?
You look guilty as fuck just now.
I was just over here drinking. What was the question?
No, they shouldn't get.
I heard tummy tucks and what else?
Yeah, they looked up the levels and I was like, oh, it's 5 stars. Should definitely go there. It's not the way. It's not what that means.
Level five.
No, they shouldn't get involved.
Freddie?
I agree. They shouldn't.
Well, fucker, somebody needs to say yes so we can argue.
I mean, I tried saying yes. I tried.
No, I don't know. I guess I don't think they should either. They got bigger fish to fry. But what do you say to the people? Like, if it happened to you, wouldn't you want them to do something?
But you got to understand. I mean, it all comes down to, like, you put yourself in that situation.
So if Karina went to Matamoros and she died on spring break, you'd be like, fuck it. She did it to herself.
I mean, obviously, I'd be like, damn.
Mr. Trump, please help me.
Mr. Trump. Get these people. No, it would suck, but you put yourself in a situation. Don't put yourself in a situation you don't want to be in.
There were 4, right? Only one's dead?
Two are dead, two are alive.
Two are dead.
Two are alive?
Yeah, it looked like it was crossfire.
The kids?
Fuck, I don't know. Damn. There's no kids. They were all friends.
Oh.
I was going to make a joke, and I should not make a joke.
No.
Never mind.
Lipo, huh?
Traveling over there? Horrible. Like, Priscilla takes the bus every single time they go to Mexico. And they go to San Luis. out of all places.
Oh man, that's a haul too.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
it's a 69.
Like I'll fly to any machine and stay there. Like it's fine.
I told her I'll go, but I'll fly. Meet me there. Pick me up. Drive me.
If you make it, pick me up at the airport. Yeah.
Why don't you take the bus? Why don't you take the bus?
Heidi and I rode down the Monterrey. It's cheaper. And that shit was. We rode the Greyhound down to Monterrey.
Wow.
Damn. And did you watch all the Vicente Fernandez movies?
It's only like what, 4 hours? Four hours from the border? I don't know. I've never been.
Well, we sat on the bridge for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. So. Why would you take the bus?
We were broke.
It's cheap.
It is cheap.
You had a great time. It's an
experience. You got to experience.
It was a great time.
If you survive it, it's a story, man. If you survive it, it's great.
On the way back, we missed the bus because we had to cross back over to catch the bus in Laredo, and we missed it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so we had to wait like 12 hours.
It's weird. You can't cross the border coming this way on a bus.
We had to walk.
Yeah, so when I was little, my mom would come to El Paso or whatever to buy shit or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But we would take a bus. It was this red bus. All we'd do was a border jumper. It would go across from Juarez to El Paso. And you would have to, like, it would take you to the, like, on the Stand de Garitas where you pay. And everybody would get out and walk across. And then the bus driver would drive across. And then he'd pick everybody up on the other side.
No, we were hungover as shit. Our bus was supposed to leave at 9 a.m. We were drinking till 6 a.m. We had to walk across the bridge, and it was like 95 degrees outside, and it was rough. Bad. Never again.
Well, there's that. Stay out of Mexico. That's all I'm saying.
It will stay out of Mexico.
I mean, don't go party at level Tamaulipas. 5.
Just don't go to Tamaulipas.
It's not a 5-star. It's not 5 stars for...
Can't go to Afghanistan and be like, I got attacked.
That was a late, somebody asked, she was like a former FBI agent, former CIA agent or whatever. They're like, this city has like a level 4 warning for travelers from the U.S. She's like, just to give you an example, the other places that have this level 4 warning are Iran, Russia, North Korea. Like she starts listing these places. I'm like, and you still went. Like, come on, man.
Isn't Cancun something?
Mexico. I don't think it's level 4, but it did go... pretty high, like it's recently.
It won't happen to me. No,
let's say it is level 4. That's but in resorts, you're fine.
Well, you can't get there now, though, because the taxi drivers are crazy.
Have you seen those videos? Yes. The taxi drivers and Uber drivers.
Drivers in Cancun are like, there was this one video, this guy with a big old rock just like not letting the Uber driver move because they just don't. It's legal now.
Yeah,
not even illegal anymore. Uber? It used to be legal. Uber was you can do Uber in Cancun, whatever. Now it's legal, but the cab drivers are still pissed, so they don't let them pick people up.
The fuck?
You know. And there was a lady who was like, "I'm gonna call the cops," and the guy that's where there's like, "They're not gonna do anything." Like,
I am a cop.
They, Mexico for you. I don't know. It's pretty dangerous.
Why did you say Mexico for you?
That was a weird way
Texas.
To say it.
Texas for you. I'm glad I was able to visit Mexico and like a lot of the places, parts of Mexico before all of that happened or before it got big because it was already happening.
It's
right?
been happening. It's going to get better and then it's going to get worse again. It's a never ending cycle.
It's cool. It's cool.
Just travel when you can. Don't travel when they tell you not to.
Stop buying drugs.
Stop buying drugs. Oh, yeah.
Buy locally grown. Support local growers.
For real,
support your local growers. It'll solve that problem.
Yeah, real quick. The drug addicts are
killing our country. If it became legal all over the United States, that would stop the drugs from Mexico coming in?
No.
Not all of them, because they're not going to legalize the harder drugs.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're be able to. No, I mean, mainly it's weed and coke,
Yeah. From Colombia.
I mean, if they could make it out here as good as they make it over there.
I don't know the recipe. So.
From experience. Sounds like
I don't know the recipe. Dig a hole like it's the
like a chapo?
Like a chapo, like dig a hole in the ground, like make a tunnel.
Perfect segue into your weekly PSA.
Okay.
Things that happen in movies that you can't do in real life.
Okay, give it.
All right. You can't get access to a building using the ductwork or the underground piping. It doesn't work like that.
Die Hard.
Most ducks.
It did.
It doesn't matter how big the buildings are. Uh-huh. Most ducks, even if like they start out as huge, you know, 50 inch by whatever inch, man, the dogs just.
They're fucking pissed.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to the dogs. But anyway, we're going to leave them in. They start out at really big ducks at the unit, which typically sits on the roof or on the yard, wherever the yard is. Right. And as they distribute the air throughout the building, they get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So when you get to what you see in the movies, when they're like
crawling through,
they move the thing out of the way and then they jump into the room.
Yeah.
Those diffusers that are 2 by 2 foot wide, they're actually, there is a cone on top of them that goes down to like 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches. If it's a massive room and they need a lot of air, you can't crawl through the duct to get into any room in any building. Like it doesn't work that way. Same thing with the underground pipes. There are pipes that are big enough for you to crawl through underground, but they get smaller as they branch out. And they all lead to like the little 4-inch drains that you see.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just like pick a room while you're looking like,
That's
where blueprints. I need to go.
I got the blueprints for the building and it's one sheet. It's got everything on there.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Honestly,
like, it just has the duct highlighted and the pipes.
The blueprints for the building is like hundreds of pages if it's a big building. It doesn't work like that. So.
Sure.
Don't try to break into a building using the ductwork or the underground piping. You'll probably just drown or suffocate or something.
Not with an attitude like that. You can't make it. You know what? Hell, no, I've never tried.
What? You thought you might have tried getting into a building?
You can't jump into a sewers, right? Into the sewer drains?
The storm sewer, The storms are massive pipes, like, for the city.
You can, but isn't, like, toxic, like, gas or something?
Storm is not supposed to be toxic because it's just rainwater.
Well, it is down there, so.
But then you go Pennywise, will find you, and then it's real toxic. But.
That, too.
That, too.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles will get me.
Did you see the new trailer? Ninja Turtles.
I haven't seen the trailer, no, but I saw the
picture. Who would win? Ninja Turtles or Pennywise?
Who's what?
Who would win?
Ninja Turtles.
I don't think Ninja Turtles are scared of anything.
Well, yeah, the turtles aren't afraid of anything, so Pennywise couldn't get to one.
How are they not afraid of a thing that can turn into everything?
But it can only turn into your fear.
What if are they not scared of anything?
Have they ever shown fear?
Does Pennywise kill?
Yes.
Yeah.
He killed George. Okay. He killed me. He
killed George.
I mean, George. I don't remember them. He just disappeared, didn't he?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess technically, yeah.
I mean, but they don't show him like
he eats his arm first, and then he eats the rest of him.
They show that,
yeah, right in the new movie.
I think in the new one they do. They don't in the original one.
Oh, yeah, okay. In the original one, no. And then
the book is way more fucked up, though.
I refuse to read that book because I watched the movies.
Have you read that, Fernie?
Yeah, I'm not gonna read nothing. No. No, I'm not going to read.
I recommend.
He read Chris Rock thing. Like, what the hell?
Read the Chris Rock joke.
Reading jokes.
Piss me off.
Oh, yeah. You piss me off.
Let me read
there's
this
a new special. Let me read it.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to be all smart.
Let me read what he says.
He's got a point. Was it funnier than watching it live?
Actually, yeah.
It was an article.
Why would you read a comedy show?
Because I didn't read the comedy show.
Exactly. There's like.
Why look smart and
reading? You can't see how they deliver it.
Yeah, exactly. The delivery is.
Can you print out
99% of
Chris Rock comedy special, please?
I'm gonna point out everything said wrong.
He bought it on Audible.
I watched the video
on Audible
of dad jokes.
Okay.
Dad jokes?
Yeah, and it's a good joke. It was like. Do you know what makes a good joke? The timing.
Yes.
See, you missed it.
I missed it. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, no. I hung out with Leslie, and she told me your jokes suck. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. Did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah, the timing. Yeah, you said it really quick.
So, reading stand-up comedy sucks. Can you imagine reading Mitch Hedberg? Like, that would make no sense.
There is a Twitter account, Mitch Hedberg. Whatever, I can't remember what it is exactly, but it's literally Mitch Hedberg jokes.
But it's clips of him.
And you're missing. No, it's not even clips. You're just reading his jokes.
You missed the joke.
You're reading it?
But if you've heard him before in your head, it's hilarious. You're listening to
him like him, and
But as you read it, you're like, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
And then you hear it in his voice. Oh, this is fucking hilarious. You know
who Hedberg is?
No, I do not.
Oh, my favorite comedian. You need to look him up.
I probably do. I don't know.
No, he died a long time ago.
Oh, never mind. Don't.
Pink of song last week.
You gotta watch one of,
let's go watch him. You can't.
Yeah, no, we got to watch one of his special or something on YouTube. We got to watch it.
Speaking of that, did you know that there's people that can't, like, don't talk to themselves in their head?
I don't know. I refuse to think about that because it still doesn't compute with me.
What do you mean?
That people don't have an internal dialogue
is
out of the realm of my comprehension.
Can you please stop using
like
words?
What do you do?
Lower your words.
With your time. Lower your words.
It threw me off the first time. Screaming. I was like,
elementary words, please.
But like, what do they do with their time?
That's exactly my question. Like, what the fuck is going on in your head if there's not an internal monologue or dialogue whatever going?
Because even
I understood that one.
Even outside of having conversations with myself, I have conversations with other people in my head based on the other person's personality.
Yeah.
It's fun. What I know.
So how do we know
most
that?
Most of it, I'm like, you're wrong.
Well,
I'm right.
Do you have is there a voice in your head?
Yes, but I'm asking him, how does he know?
Because people will tell you, no, there's no voice in my head.
Really?
They've done research and they're like, but I guess to you is like, what do you mean? How is there not a voice in your head?
I mean, what do you mean? It's just fucking air, like a blank fucking stare.
But you're not
thinking about anything.
If you don't have a,
it's not that they're not thinking about anything. It's just there's not a dialogue going on in your head.
Well, I don't know. To me, that's
when I think, it's me in my head talking about what I'm thinking. Like, whatever I'm thinking, it's me saying it in my head.
My imaginary friend is, like, responding to me and shit.
Yes. In my head.
He's doing the math, and I'm like, no, stupid.
Exactly. That's what's on in my head.
And the guy inside my head is like, okay, carry the one.
I carry the one in my head, but I can hear myself carrying the one.
Exactly.
But people that don't. They just apparently carry the one without.
And there are studies on this.
Yes.
They have a blank chalkboard or something.
You see all these numbers?
What'd you find?
Me? Nothing. What about you?
Same.
Looking at each other.
So what did we decide?
Me, nothing, because I don't exist.
Send it back to the
cat. Can I see the paperwork? It's just a blank sheet, you know, black folder.
Did you burn
manila,
it work?
Manila folder. You open it, there's nothing in there. What?
You know.
What is this? You have to show your work.
There's this really good scene.
That's the best.
There's this really good scene that I watch and I'm like, that's what I think that sometimes is happening to my head. It's a SpongeBob episode.
Oh, oh my God, Olivia.
Where I've never watched SpongeBob, so I don't know.
He's thinking, and in his head, like, there's a bunch of him, like, running around looking for a paper. It's like, where is it? I don't know. It was really.
That's what happened in your head.
Yeah, that's what's, like, going on. Anyways.
Why did you bring that up?
Because we were talking about talking to yourself.
No, it was the transition did not make sense.
Matter. It did make sense. You said something about talking about your head. I don't know. It made sense.
In your head.
No, he didn't.
Your friend made it make sense.
If there's someone
When you said it, I was like, no, but keep going.
If there's someone out there who doesn't have an internal monologue, please let us know.
Or come on the show. Please I have questions.
What is going on in your head?
Yeah. Nothing.
Like during the episode, like I want to be like, so entering. What is your internal person thinking about what's happening here? Nothing.
What internal person?
Exactly.
Like you don't have to think about what you're gonna say. You just say it. Like you just react to words that just went into your ear.
Know what I mean? I know what you mean. You're talking about like people who don't have an internal monologue.
Yeah,
because like, they just enter. They don't think.
We all run it by our internal person. Say, I don't know. Like, hey, what do you think of it?
Well, what if we say this? I don't know.
They're just like
Plan B.
Fuck it. Here's what I'm saying.
That's so weird.
I don't get it. So
anyway,
I don't like it.
I don't get it, but I don't like it.
That happened.
You know. Did y'all hear about the two Honduran guys that killed the bald eagle?
What? The two?
Is that a joke or?
Here? It's a story that I saw on the news or read on the news. Probably not going to go anywhere. I thought it was funny. Because the way they worded it was like two immigrants from Honduras. They were in like Nebraska, close to Omaha somewhere. They got pulled over. I don't remember why they got pulled over, but they had a dead eagle in the car and they were going to eat it. Sounds normal, logical to me and them probably.
Yeah.
Except there was a bald eagle, which is a federal crime to kill a bald eagle.
Uh-huh.
So the sheriff, you know, arrested him momentarily, but whatever. He gave him a ticket for whatever he could give him a ticket for, but he can't prosecute them for that because that's a federal crime. So the FBI or somebody in federal government has to charge him. So he reported them, and now, like, him and the entire town is, like, fucking so upset because the federal government's not doing anything about it.
They thought it was a vulture. That's what it was.
I find it hilarious that everybody's up in arms about it, and they're like, I'm reading the comments, and they're like, see, this is what we don't let fucking illegals into our country. They don't learn all our rules, and there's a class that you have to take when you come legal. I'm like, no, there isn't, but whatever. And, like, he said, one of the guys was like, I don't know what kind of third world country they come from. I'm like, motherfucker, you guys go out and shoot birds every weekend to eat them. Like, what the fuck is the difference? An eagle, vulture, they kind of look alike a little bit.
They freely opened up the trunk of their car to reveal a dead North American bald eagle because they thought it was a vulture.
Why would they think?
I mean, they don't know.
They don't know.
They didn't know. And you could have mistaken it.
It's a bird. They killed it. They shot it. And they were going to eat it.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. At least they're eating it. I mean, you killed it. Obviously, you did it wrong. It's not.
I was really amused by the outrage. Like, the outrage was not proportional to the crime. I get it. It's a bald eagle. Whatever. But
yeah.
They didn't do it. They're not like, oh, look, it's the symbol of America. Let's kill it. Like, they didn't. That did not go through their internal monologue. You know, thing.
They were like, ooh, food.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't bother you as an American?
I'm not an American.
Bothers you?
I'm an American. It doesn't bother me.
No, but does it bother you? Like, is there something that bothers you? Like, you know how they say,
Right, wait, hold on. I got a story. So I'm not an American yet.
Okay.
But today I went and had my interview for citizenship and they did the test and all
that
bullshit. Today? Yeah, today.
Why the fuck are we not talking about that?
Well, we are now.
Well, you failed the questions?
I failed the questions.
I didn't.
I didn't fail the questions, but one of the questions, she's being like real casual about it or whatever. We're having a good time talking. She's like, well, who's our current state governor? And I fucking blanked.
No way.
Like, I'm sitting there looking at this lady.
You call him Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels.
I said, I'm drawing a blank. You know, if I didn't call him Hot Wheels every time I talk about him, I'd probably remember. She starts fucking laughing. She snorted while she was laughing, dude. Laughing, I remembered his fucking name. And then I'm like, it's fucking Abbott. And he's like, you got it.
Hot Wheels.
I couldn't remember his freaking name. Because as soon as she said governor, I thought Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
We've said his name so many times. Not even. We've always called him Hot Wheels.
You just call him Hot Wheels. I don't know. I'm sorry, Governor
Hot
Abbott.
Hot Wheels.
I know your name. I just didn't remember.
Nah, fuck
it. Don't deport me.
He has to come.
I'm not a citizen yet.
He needs to come out one day in his wheelchair, like, with flames around his tires.
Like, go down the ramp.
Yeah.
On a little ramp.
Make it orange.
Halloween. It's a Halloween costume.
On his way to a debate, just loop the loop. There we go. Shit.
If he doesn't do it.
Oh, God. Questions were you asked?
I was asked. It was really weird what they do. They only ask you like 5 questions.
All right.
And
see if we can answer.
What the fuck? What? Name one war that the U.S. fought in the 1800s.
Everybody go first.
Jeopardy.
In the 1800s?
Oh, no, I want to see George answer this.
You gave me a sec. Hold on.
1776.
That's
1800s.
That's 1800s.
So he gave you a clue.
Hold on. I got one. Is this a Civil War? No.
Niños Héroes.
I mean,
Mexican American.
It's right there. It's right here.
Was there? Yeah, right?
I said Civil War.
Alamo.
Right. The Alamo. Someone's right?
Yeah.
I did say Civil War.
just name one of the branches of government.
The legislative, executive.
Just one.
Oh.
Well, you're ahead.
Oh, no. I want to know all three from
judicial.
Who's the...
I like this.
Who's the... What do you call the president?
See where you're at.
What?
Who's the what?
Ah, fuck. The commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces.
The commander-in-chief. Isn't that Joe Biden?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Is that the right answer?
The president.
Damn it.
The president. US, yeah. Currently, okay. Joe Biden. Yes.
Okay.
And it was another one. I can't remember. It was an easy one. They're all easy.
I've always thought about it. I mean, it's easy if you know, like, if you've been here. You know?
No, and she said that. She was like, that was easy, wasn't it? I'm like, yeah, if you remember high school, like, it's been a while. And she's like, no, you'd be surprised. Like, we get people in here, and A, they don't speak the language. So the first thing you do when you walk in to the interview room is like, do you sort of tell the truth and the whole truth, nothing but truth, pretty much? And I'm like, you tell them to raise their right hand, and they look at you like, what? Because they don't understand what you're telling them.
Yeah.
So they have a really hard time, like, just getting through the process.
Because they can't understand. Right. Sometimes.
I got you. Who killed Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know this one.
It's got to have three names.
It's on the test.
It's three guys? It's on the test?
Yeah. All killers have three names.
The theater name and who killed them.
Oh, the theater name. That's a good one. It's at
the theater name.
Oh, I got it.
It's where they always hide.
The Majestic.
Who was it?
Come on.
I don't know him. We're talking about Abraham Lincoln. This was in high school. Not even in high school. They didn't teach you this in high school.
It was a couple of years before high school, but it's fine.
Like a fifth grade. But you have to have heard it since. Like,
no.
Mention this full...
Call of Duty has not. Call of Duty.
Yeah, there's no Call of Duty Civil War.
There was.
Was there?
Yes, a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't remember his name.
John Wilkes Booth.
Edward John James Holmes. Oh, it was an Edward James Holmes.
I was going to tell him that.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
His last name is Booth?
Booth.
Oh, that's so gay. He killed him in a booth.
Yeah.
And that's why we get canceled.
I'm sorry. But I've always thought of like, could I pass that test? Probably not.
You'd be
Surprised.
A lot of people probably couldn't pass that test.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like a 4 out of 5, 3 out of 5?
You know, I'm guessing with going by percentage, you could only miss one. Because if you miss two, you're at 60%.
So. Yeah.
Most of these kids nowadays can't pass it.
So you miss Hot Wheels.
So I told her the joke and she laughed. And while she laughed, I remembered his fucking name. So I told her, she's like, all right, good.
You're like,
honestly, hold on. If you're the whoever's giving the exam, I would have accepted that.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah, Hot Wheels?
I would have accepted that. I'd be like,
if you Google it, it's probably coming up.
As Hot Wheels?
Do me a favor. Look up Hot Wheels, Texas. See what comes up. Oh, fuck. You're right.
Greg Abbott. Nice.
AKA Hot Wheels.
I'm actually doing it, so.
Man, that was,
but,
no?
Well, so then you're not citizen.
So I passed everything. Everything's good. She recommended me for approval, but it still has to go through her, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, the, who is it? The Jimmy Kimmel or something? Or one of the night shows. They ask all these questions all the time on the streets. Like, fucking easy questions.
Where is Hawaii at?
I saw a video yesterday. You know, I think we've talked about the guy that does the videos on TikTok.
Yeah, he just says yes.
Yeah, so no matter what they say yes, but they always give the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Well, there was this one dude doing it in Peru, somewhere in Peru, I don't know where.
Uh-huh.
He went through like because the score at the end was like 18 to 11, like 30 questions probably.
Mm.
With these two kids, it was a girl and a boy, and they probably missed one, and it was like. Legit questions.
Peru?
Not, you know, where or what country is Hawaii in?
It was American history?
It was or, just like everything. Just what's the capital of Egypt?
Okay.
Carol.
Yeah. Who killed Abraham Lincoln? Booth. Booth did it.
That's all I'm going to say for now.
I always like the ones where they ask the dads, like, when your daughter's birthday or something like that, and the daughter's right next to it.
Oh man,
he can't remember. And then she was like, "Mom, it was yesterday." And he's like, "Oh yeah."
And that's why we're here. It's warm. They ask the mom who the primary care physician is for every one of the kids. They ask the birthday,
the school,
their full name, every kid's full name. So they're like first, middle, last.
They actually asked me that all that today. Like all those questions.
Really?
She's like, all of these questions are going to sound familiar to you because you already answered them in your application.
Yeah.
My thought was, why the fuck are you asking me then? But whatever. Because they have to verify that you didn't lie or whatever, or that it's actually you doing it. But how old's your daughter? 24. And then she starts typing some shit.
And wrong. She's 10.
She's 9. By the time she got to the time, like, I'm sorry, she's actually 23.
I was like, wait, is Leslie 24? Because she told me this weekend she's 23. Yeah, she's 23. So
took me a minute. I had to do the math.
Carry the 4.
Yeah, carry the 4 in the head. Yeah.
In the head.
Is the what? She doesn't have a middle name.
Leslie?
Gabrielle?
Gabrielle's her middle name?
What?
Oh, didn't know that.
Gabrielle. Now I know. Gabrielle.
Okay. And that was relevant?
I didn't know. Because I was thinking about, like, someone asked me the other day, they asked me, oh, do you have a middle name? I was like, no. I wish, but no.
Oh, I get to separate my last names now?
But you were like, what do you mean? She doesn't have a middle name.
What do you mean separate last names?
I don't know why. I don't even remember who told me this, but because I'm not a citizen, I still have both last names, right? So my green card has both of my last names.
Uh-huh.
But there are no forms here that you fill out online that allow you to separate a last name. So when you're entering a last name, you can't even hyphenate it in some places.
Oh, really? So it's like
it's just letters. So it's just together.
It's like 45 words. 45
letters. Because I have two really long last names. So like all my IDs, everything has like both last names and they're together. Huh. And she's reading it today and she's like, what the fuck's wrong with your last name, basically? And I'm like, you fuckers. Like, you did this to me. I didn't do this to me. You did this to me. And she's like, well, do you want to separate them?
Can I call you Joe?
I would like that, yes.
I'm going to call you Joe.
Yeah. She's like, do you want to change your name? I mean, what do you want to call me? No. I'm like, no, that's fine. Just separate my last name so I can have, you know, my two last names. All right, we're going to do that. So that's it's a thing. It's happening. I'm going to have two last names again.
Woo!
Celebrate. Yeah.
That's what we really got to celebrate, the two last names.
Wait, did you change your name?
Nope.
So you still have two last names?
Deja Moreno.
I thought about it, but I'm like, man, it seems a bit disrespectful at this point. I've been carrying it around for this long.
Right?
So actually, that's a good segue. Would you care if your wife asked you to give your newborn newborn?
You have to read this question?
Can I answer like that too?
No. Would you care if she asked you to only give her last name?
That's a good question. That's a valid question. That's a question that I thought about when Olivia was born.
What was the question?
I missed that too.
Would you mind? Would you care if your wife asked that your kid only have her last name?
Hell yeah.
Well, I knew you would say that.
Yeah.
Chimachista.
No. Espérate. Because I got asked this the same question. And
Why would you?
I care. Yeah.
Why would I agree to it.
I didn't say I would.
No.
Yeah, I didn't say I would either.
I mean, where were you going? I am asking, so.
There were a lot of societies in the world that were not based on the patriarchy, right? Because when a kid is born, the only thing you can confirm is that this woman had this child.
Mm-hmm. But not with who?
Right. Well, you cannot confirm that you're the father until you do DNA testing whenever, right? But for thousands of years, you couldn't confirm that at all. So the only thing you know for sure is that this child born of this woman.
Yes.
So logically speaking, our society they should have had her last name. Because this is most definitely her child.
Okay.
Jeffrey.
Not necessarily yours. So it makes sense.
It does make sense.
But because of the society that we live in, and because we would feel emasculated if we agree to it, we can't.
Is it machismo?
Of course it is.
All right. Or because I asked this.
Because you asked them the exact same thing. They carry this child for 9 months, and then they push it out, and then they get nothing. We get the last name. We get like.
Well, if you're married, they get your last name también, no?
No, not here. In Mexico, you do. That's why I have two last names.
Okay, but hold on. You know, you don't, they don't get, but they get your last name. Like they lose their last name and you get, they get your last name.
A woman in the U.S. Yes. loses her last name when she marries you.
Yes.
And her child that she carried for 9 months mm-hmm. and pushed out mm-hmm. gets your last name.
Yes. So and I get what you're saying. No, no, I get what you're saying, that she loses everything, right?
It's called a maiden name. She doesn't lose it. It's just called a hey, maiden name.
No, she loses. That's not her name anymore.
But it's still that
maiden name bullshit is only for recovery of passwords.
Legally.
what is your mother's maiden name?
What is your mother's yeah. name?
It's a mom. Legally speaking, I don't know. But it like you still have that last name.
No, you don't. What are you talking about?
Legally, you don't.
When do you?
I guess then. I mean, when you were born.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But okay,
and that last name is your dad's last name, so it's
yeah.
Fine. If he's actually your dad, I mean, who knows?
You know what? Don't send me down that spiral.
If he's actually your dad.
So it would it bother you to begin with? That was the question.
Honestly, no. No. Me personally, no. I would like it'd be fine. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I asked Yvette to keep her last name. I think she was gonna do it anyway. I don't know if she was or not. But I didn't want her to give up her last name because when I met her, she wasn't Yvette Cabrales, right? No. I didn't fall in love with Yvette Cabrales. I didn't like Yvette Cabrales. I didn't marry Yvette Cabrales. I married Yvette Lozano, right? Mm. So why should she change her last name?
That's true.
I think it changes you. If you change your last name, do you think it would change the way you think about yourself?
I think I have her in my phone as Yvette Lozano Cabrales.
That's her name.
Yeah, okay. Me too. Yeah, it would change me.
What's Priscilla's last name?
Jimenez.
Jimenez, that's right. If you were George Jimenez, that would change you. That would change the way you think about yourself as a person.
Yeah.
Because you've been George Maldonado for however long you've been George for.
And half of Mexico has Jimenez as their last name. So,
right.
Yeah. No.
So I ended up looking up my last name, Chavez, and it turns out that it came from key makers in Spain. Yeah. Key? I don't know.
Chavez. Key. Chavez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chavez.
So,
Yavis.
I don't give a fuck about my last name. Granted.
Hey, man, mine comes from goat cheese makers.
Yours?
Cabrales, yeah. It comes from the fucking area of Cabrales.
Isn't there a town in Spain called Cabrales?
Yeah.
I want to go there.
And they make goat cheese because of cabras. It's literally directly related to cabras.
That's so cool. What about Maldonado?
Oh, we were poor. Heidi's is Martinez. And apparently Martinez is like a... high society.
Yeah. Blah, 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 whatever.
Mine's a high society.
I'm Martinez.
He's Martinez.
Cabrales Martinez.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't feel like half of Mexico has my last name, so yeah, I think it would change.
It's weird that my passport has Cabrales Moreno.
That is weird.
I have no idea
why.
Like
your U.S. passport?
They just completely blew your mom off. It's like, you're going to go down his last lineage. All like, fuck his mom. She doesn't exist.
What's your daddy's name?
So Moreno last name is Spanish, Portuguese, and Jewish.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Moreno?
Obviously.
No wonder we like this.
Nickname for someone with dark hair and or swarthy.
The fuck is swarthy?
Bald.
Look it up. Swarthy complexion from Spanish and Portuguese moreno. Dark brown swarthy or dark skinned, dark haired.
Swarthy means dark skinned.
No. It's going to be bald from now on.
From she looked frail Latin, standing next to her strong and swarthy brother. That's what Google pulled up. Sorry.
Taking a beating.
Hey. I want my last name, Maldonado.
That sounds horrible. Here we go.
I hate how people are like, there's El Salvador. At work, they'll be like, George,
in Salvador.
Donado.
You know, like, Maldonado.
Here we go. Spanish and Portuguese. Nickname from a compound of mal, badly, plus Donado.
Badly endowed.
Given endowed.
You're doughy.
Past particular participle of don't. Donar,
to give,
to bestow, or directly from Latin male donatus, ill favor.
Oh.
Habitational name from
favorite.
Priscilla, I'm sorry. I apologize for George and his bad endowment.
Bad endowment. Yeah, that's
I'd get the DNA.
That's what you got.
Speaking of endowment, I got an invitation this week.
To what?
To a wedding.
Are you going?
Fuck no.
It's too soon. I would. It's too soon.
Are they going to hear the episode and hear you say you're not going?
Hope not.
It's in, when is
it's
it?
It's in Rwanda.
Oh,
I was the superintendent for the bridge project that I went to work on last summer.
Let's go.
And it's funny, the invitation,
podcast
like
trip.
The, you know how here, like the invitation, like the ceremony takes place at this time and then the reception at this time and then whatever. Over there, it starts with the dowry, the introduction, and then the giving of the dowry is at 9 a.m.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Which is funny, but the entire time we were there, the dude was like walking around asking all of us, hey, do you have daughters? I'm like, yes, but no. He's just like, go away. He's like, I have 300 goats. I'm like, I don't give a fuck how many goats you have. He's like, it's a good dowry. I'm like, I agree. Go away.
You're like, I don't give a fuck. Wait, how many?
Yeah. You said 300?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Where are the 300 goats?
Let me sleep on it.
Ask him for a picture.
I'm asking for a picture of the dowry because I know it involves livestock. Like, for a fact. He told me so himself, so. I already told him I'm not going. Like, it's too soon. If it was like next year, maybe I'd plan for it. But
that's cool,
dude.
That's cool.
But I'm gonna ask him for a picture of the diary.
Now I hope he's listening. Can you listen?
Yeah, I'll send him the link. Okay.
Can he hear?
I'll text him.
That's not what I meant.
Do they have
Wi-Fi? Is that a privilege thing? Like, do they have
Wi-Fi
over there?
Internet?
I'm just making sure. Oh, but no, that's so cool. I mean,
do they have Morse code over there?
They don't communicate over there at all.
It'd be cool.
Just don't talk.
It'd be cool.
There was a quick story. I was driving around. I was gonna get some lunch, but I was like, man, I can't find anywhere to eat. So I was like, oh, okay, I feel like a burger. All right, so I pull into Whataburger.
Best place.
But then I'm like, I kind of feel like being healthy. You know, kind of like
have salads.
I shouldn't be here.
We go to Wendy's.
So when Chick-fil-A. She asked me what I want, I was like, let me get it. Go ahead. Get the chicken, cob, salad, what have you, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Whatever you want to drink, whatever. So I pulled in, paid, whatever. And I said, Coke. I don't want to be driving. I don't want to be driving and eating my salad. So I parked, opened up the bag, whatever. Get to sell it out, and then I'm like, damn, they gave me a spoon. Only a spoon. They only gave me a spoon.
For a salad?
For a salad. So
going with this.
I walked. I'm already kind of pissed because I'm like, man, all right, walk back in.
Can I take your order?
I asked.
Yes, sir.
I asked the girl, I said, I actually got a salad, and you gave me a spoon. And she says, yeah, I'm sorry. We're out of forks.
Can you make one?
But I said to her, yeah, I'm sorry, but I have a salad. And she just stared back at me. We're just staring at each other like. I was kind of hoping when I told her, but I have a salad that would change her mind. Like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do have a fork.
Yeah.
But we just stared at each other like. Okay, well then.
Oh.
That's it.
That's what he left it at.
Oh, walk back to my car.
She ate beat you
right? With a spoon. Like, dude.
So you guys just stared at each other?
Wait, but what were you expecting?
I was kind of hoping she would have said, I'm sorry, we do have forks. I just forgot to give you one. But then.
But she said, we are out of forks.
Yeah, but when I said, but I have a salad.
A fork is going to materialize?
What the fuck? I was kind of hoping she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get your point.
Let me
like,
carve one
let me
out.
Give you a fork. Or,
yeah.
Why not you just stare at me? Like, what do you know? Do?
He thought he was at Chick-fil-A that she was going to spread out
the start of the story and get her a fucking pork.
Wait,
I'm like, but I have a salad. She just stared at me like, what do you want me to do? I want a fork.
Give me another spoon.
At the very least, give me two spoons. I'll use them like chopsticks.
Yeah, exactly.
If she would have told you they didn't have forks, you would have been like, okay, well, then let me get something else.
That's where I thought you were going right? with
yeah,
this.
But I mean, she didn't
I don't
tell
have any forks.
Let yeah, me get so a, she should have yeah, told you.
I thought
you.
They was going with that.
Oh, well, in that case, let me get a
let me exchange
double
my
cheeseburger.
Let me get number one. We have no meat. Fries. Oh, well, then never mind. Let me get a chicken sandwich or something. No, she's like,
remember, Bernie? What the fuck are we used to? We used to call Domino's and order square pizzas. Some shit like that.
Why?
What the fuck? There was we used to.
I still don't understand why they're not squared.
The pizzas?
I mean, yeah.
The box is squared.
I know.
No, why, it was Pizza why Bros. Isn't the
pizza
squared?
Pizza Bros.
Pizza, yeah. Bros. Pizza Bros. Pizza Bros. Pizza Bros.
It's silly.
What the fuck was it though? We used to,
you prank called them?
Yeah.
How is that prank call if you're just ordering a pizza and just leaving it there?
It's a square pizza.
I don't remember the details, George. Sorry, it's been 30 years.
But you wanted a square pizza.
Well, Pizza Hut doesn't have a square one.
I'm sorry, they're all around. But what can you make it a square?
Can you make it a square? Yeah. And it was
so much teenagers waste. So much teenagers, wasted space. So
yeah, pretty well, that's true. That's true.
A lot of wasted space in those corners.
Remember that time that we went, Offspring song, we went to Jack in the Box. There was like a Offspring song that said some cuss
stupid,
words.
Dumb shit. Goddamn
motherfucker. So when they asked us, like, okay, thank you for winning. What do you want? And then we played that.
You left. You have to drive by the
this
window.
Is what happens when they let you drive when you're 13, though. We weren't old enough to be driving.
You had to put it in reverse.
No, we went through. Like, sorry. It was him.
God. This is too. Oh, I don't think I would ever do something like that.
Nah, you would.
We had no internet, so we'd like.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like the videos where they don't prank them, but they'll order something, and then whenever the host or the person is going to give it to them, they'll have someone just run by and like grab it and run. I don't know. I find those funny.
There was one last week, not funny. A lady like placed her order, I guess, and she got to the drive through window and she handed the girl, it must have been a 50 or 100.
Yeah.
This girl grabs it and like automatically goes to like grab the marker and write on it.
Yeah.
And you can see the lady, like the camera's on the drive through window. She's like looking in to see what's going on. And the girl like turns around and waves a manager over. And you just see the lady in the car like, see ya. just like, I'm out of here.
Nope.
Yep.
That's not today.
Have you ever worked somewhere where that happens?
No.
It happened to me at the bank. Well, the cops got her and she got arrested. But she was trying to, you know, commit fraud or whatever, trying to cash a check for $2,000. And so I took her check and everything, her ID and everything. I'm looking at it. You got to inspect everything when you're at a bank, that teller. So, and we're looking at, I was through the drive-thru and we had this one where we could see them through a camera. So I had the video and she's in the car, like sitting there. And I started looking at her and I'm like, is that a wig? So, because I could see a little bit of her hair, other hair, like another color, like that's a wig.
This has to be fake.
No, and then so I checked some stuff. I even called and went to the account and I called the person. So I called the lady and I'm watching her and someone answers and she's just sitting there in the car. And so I start talking to the lady and she's like, oh, I'm at home, whatever. What's going on? I was like, well, this is happening. They're trying to take your money, but.
So you. Told you that someone's trying to cash that check. She's like, I didn't write that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I told her. I let her know. I was like, someone's trying to sell your money. Whatever. The procedure, right? And so she starts buzzing me. And she's like, I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to get the money together. She's like, okay. So I'm just
by this time, you've already called the cops?
Yeah, like by this time, the cops are already
George,
called.
Man. You snitch. Wait,
it's not. But I was like expecting a raise or something.
Look what I did.
Pat in the back.
No, the cops, that. She drove off. No, she slowly left. After a while, she was like, after 10 minutes, she's like, she kept on buzzing me. And I'm like, can I get my ID? I'm like, no, you can't have the ID. And so she drove off. Cops stopped her. She went to jail.
So, and you feel good about this?
Should I not?
I mean, she might have been trying to feed her kids.
So Priscilla,
for $2,000?
Priscilla just texted expensive us.
She probably had cancer, and that's why she was say? Wearing a wig.
someone on TikTok.
George.
Someone on TikTok asked, also, well, let me give credit. Ram Moreno, 75, said, should we educate Nick Cannon on the use of condoms?
How many
kids does he have? He's like 11
kids now.
12
is 11, 12
is what he said. So 12.
The man has a full football team. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
With one sub.
One sub. The kid, the guy has 10 kids with like 10 12. Different
12 kids.
12 kids. Well, 12
based
different
on this dude.
12 different 12. Women, right? I mean, I get that you're rich, but at the same time, like,
yeah, it's not with the same woman.
It's not.
No,
with the
it's
same
definitely not with the same woman. But
this guy has
12, apparently 12 kids with different women.
So he has money, right?
Shit.
But there's a limit.
He's got money.
Wait, what? So what's the problem with
what he's having doing? A lot of kids?
Having a lot of kids. Google if you, is like, you're yeah. supporting all of them. You have a relationship with all of them.
Does he?
Does he?
I don't know.
He has 11 based on Google.
He's like Octomom. What's the
yo? Also, the fact that this is a thing, and it shows
all the moms are there.
No, the how many kids did
the kid? Oh, okay, oh, it actually puts it up picture. There as like a counter.
He has one.
Louis, I can pull it up. Too, right? It's fine.
He has one in his way too, right? There's another one in the way.
Oh God!
I think there is.
Maybe.
Anyway, so what's the problem with it?
So many damn kids.
Well, he's supporting them. You're not.
Is he being an actual dad?
I think he is. I've heard he's a great dad.
That's what actually. I'm serious. That's actually what I've heard too.
I've heard that. That he loves. He actually loves.
I mean, my dad had 11 kids.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
I mean, if you like kids, you make them, right?
Yeah.
Not really.
I like kids. I don't make them.
I don't.
I mean, they're all right.
Yeah. So we have Monroe Cannon, powerful Queen Cannon, Moroccan Scott Cannon.
We're not going to go through all these kids' names. No. We're not doing
yeah,
this.
We, no. Legendary Love Cannon.
There's no way that's
beautiful
his name.
Zeppelin Cannon.
There's not his name.
Onyx Ice Cold Cannon.
All right, last topic because we're way over time.
There's no legendary.
You're a Friends fan, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I hate Friends.
Are you a Friends fan?
I was until I heard it or I saw it with knowing that the background is fake and then the jokes weren't that funny anymore.
You mean the laughter?
The laughter.
That's every show.
I know, it's every show, but when I started listening to what they were saying, I was
still kind of funny.
It's still funny.
It's still kind of funny. Anyway,
what about it?
Totally.
You can't do that with Seinfeld.
Friend, are you a friend?
It's
actually funny.
No. Well, funny. Yeah. So Sanford was a comedian, though. It's different.
It's not his fault. It's a show.
I'm all for Sanford's the best. Fuck all you Sanford haters.
Fuck Sanford.
This had to do with
David doesn't get
flirting. There's an episode where Joey and Monica are going back and forth about flirting. And he's upset that she's flirting because he says it's different when a woman flirts than when a man flirts. And his explanation is when a man flirts, there's like absolutely zero chance that anything's going to come of it unless the woman wants something to come of it. When a woman flirts, the man's thinking, fucking finally, somebody that wants to sleep with me.
It's exactly talk what he back.
Says. Yeah. And she's like, no, that's not true. He's like, no, it is. Like, literally, if you're the woman and you're flirting with a guy, the guy's like, I have a chance.
So you saying there's a chance?
So, yeah. So do you think there's a difference?
No.
Yeah. A difference in what?
Yeah.
Between question. A man flirting and a woman flirting?
Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
And I don't understand why girls or women still don't understand that.
And I feel like they never think they're flirting.
No, again, I'm talking about like.
But the guy's like, you just said a word to
no,
back
I'm
to
talking
me.
About
that's
like,
flirting.
Intentional flirting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, sometimes.
I mean.
There's a lot of.
That was an awkward silence. What are y'all thinking? What's going on in your internal monologue, guys?
I was
going
to say, right? as a guy, usually when the girl talks back to you, makes conversation, you already think that's flirting or whatever.
Exactly. It's like, and it's always come down to chance. It's like, you maybe have a 10% chance if you're flirting with a girl, like that something might happen. For women, it's just 100% for a guy. It's like, oh, yeah. Exactly how you said it. Oh, there's a chance? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand how
you
women.
You have a terrible way with words, but I get what you're saying, and I agree with you. What do you think?
What was the question again?
Sorry, I was drinking.
Yeah. I think women are used to being hit on. So they're always going to be kind of.
Used to it?
All right, hold on.
Are we saying hitting on somebody is the same as flirting with somebody?
I mean, pretty much, right?
No.
No?
Hitting on somebody is the same as flirting with somebody.
No.
I feel like it is.
Because I'm specifically talking about flirting.
When you're hitting on someone,
I think the same thing applies. I think the end result is the same. So let's just go with that.
Yeah. I think a guy does it trying to actually get something out of it. And then when a woman does it, I think she might be wanting it, but not needing it. And that she's also used to being hit on since 13 years old, whatever. What? So. What was that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
But do you think it's the same? You think there's a difference, I guess, between the two?
I think that when a woman does it, it actually means something.
Right.
When a guy does it, it's like, it's a game.
It's a game.
Okay. One of them's going
to
say
and
yes.
I think, and I'm going back to the Friends episode because that's what the person that was talking about it referenced.
Mm-hmm.
That was Chandler's point, and it's valid. And I think as guys, we all understand that, right? I could spend all night flirting with every woman I want. It's not going to amount to a hill of beans unless I find one that reciprocates.
Mm.
A woman can walk into any place and flirt with whichever guy she likes. And unless it's a 2 hitting on a 10, there's probably going to be something there because the guy's going to be like, hey, she likes me. Let's go talk to her. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a much better chance that something's going to come of it. Even though we know that as guys, do you think it's okay for you to flirt but not your wife?
Mm.
No.
I'd send this over to Fernie because I want to. I'm not married to be.
You have a serious relationship. So, do you think it's okay for you to flirt, but it's not okay for her to flirt because of what we just said?
I don't think it's okay for both for me to flirt or for her to flirt either. You know, because you're in a serious relationship to begin with. But does it happen? Maybe sometimes. But
are you a flirt?
Not intentionally. So, but apparently, supposedly I am, but not
so you've been accused of being a flirt.
Not intentionally. Like, I'm not intentionally trying to flirt. So, I think it is wrong for both sides. If you're in a serious relationship, yeah. But I don't think either of you should.
Neither should.
Man, you guys are so whipped.
No. I mean,
I don't either.
You can't say that without.
Sorry. But wait.
All right, go.
Fuck yourself.
I don't. What did you say, though?
Well, I said my spoot, and I was like, sorry. Fuck yourself.
I think if. I don't think it's wrong for either one of us to flirt. I'll say that. As long as it doesn't go beyond that.
There's no intention.
Okay. Because I think flirting is a natural response to you finding somebody attractive, physically attractive.
Yeah.
Or not even physically. There's been times when I meet somebody and they're like talking to me and I'm like,
we're connecting.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty sure unintentionally start flirting with that person because I find them attractive. Because now I know them. Whatever. It happens, right? Mm-hmm. Yvette doesn't give a fuck. But it honestly, I don't care if she does it either. Do you all feel the same way?
No, I don't know. what was the question again?
The original question was, do you think it's different? And I think we all said yes.
Yeah, but the second one.
What was the second question?
Do we think it's okay to flirt a little bit? Or flirt
your partner?
Yeah, as long as you know that there's no...
I mean, yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, you know they're going to come home or whatever.
But do you? What if one day they don't?
Mm.
See, at that point...
What if one day they flirt and... Oh. The other side reciprocates, and they're like, oh, shit.
Hello,
darkness. Look at this grass. It's way greener.
It's being watered.
We'll find out.
Oh, we're good.
No, I'm kidding.
This year?
Priscilla, where are you at?
What episode? People want to know.
Yeah. But I guess it also has to come down to the person you're with, that you know that they might or may that completely go against it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I know Laura's not going to be flirting.
Laura's Fernie's wife.
Yeah, I don't think she would ever go to someplace and do something like that. It's just
not intentionally.
Or intentionally. I don't think being. Unintentionally. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, it's a. If you have somebody with that personality, then you know that, okay, well, they have that personality to do so. And you, if it comes about, you wouldn't be surprised because that's their personality.
No, but oh, yes. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Because I don't have that personality. I don't have that personality.
You're a big old flirt.
No. Really?
I fully expected you to say that, but you're a big old flirt. Oh. But Yvette's not a flirt. Like, she's just not. Yvette has RBF with everybody forever, right?
Yeah.
But if she meets somebody and she starts talking to them because they made small talk and she's fucking whatever, I have to talk to these people, and she happens to find this person interesting, it's a natural response to start reacting to what this person is doing and saying.
Well, maybe small talk different for me than flirting.
Fake laugh.
No. I'm not talking about
because it.
Obviously, yes, it's completely different.
But then it's not flirting. It's just small talk.
I'm not talking about small talk. We're beyond small talk.
Okay.
Even during right? small so you talk. Start you start with small talk, and then you find out that this person really likes whatever the fuck it is you really like, and you start having a real conversation with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And now you find this person interesting. Your natural human instinct is to start
wanting more.
No, not. It might be yours, buddy. We'll talk about that in another episode. But you start. So, in order to draw this person closer to you and get more out of them, your body signals are going to change. The things you say are going to change. Everything's going to change without you wanting it to, just because you not find this person interesting.
Right.
That is the very definition of flirting.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're doing it without meaning to.
Mm-hmm.
So people do that. Laura might do that without knowing it.
Okay.
And she probably doesn't. She probably doesn't do it often because she doesn't put herself.
Shattered his world.
She doesn't put herself. No. There's people that generally like fucking, what was Trump's vice president?
What?
Trump's vice president. What was his name?
Kamala?
Pence. Oh, Pence. There's people that just do not put themselves in those situations because hopefully they understand that.
He would never hang out with a woman.
He would never have lunch with a woman without his wife present, right?
Hence.
Because who knows what might happen.
I thought we were talking about
it. It sounds stupid when he says it.
God forbid someone have to hold themselves back to attack Pence.
Right. That's just the way we are as humans. Sorry, while y'all are making fun of Pence. Don't wait. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I understand. I mean,
I don't actually know where this was going. I actually have a point.
No,
I just found it interesting that I saw that clip and I'm like, yeah, that's true. It's completely different when a man flirts and when a woman flirts, because we can flirt all fucking day and nothing's going to come of it.
It pissed me off.
The other thing is, I don't think women understand that.
They don't.
So next time we have a woman guest, we're going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
And then, do you flirt?
No, not do you flirt, but do you understand that when you flirt, it's different?
I wouldn't.
I don't think most, I would of, them are, most of them are waitresses and bartenders. They're just different. Trying to get a tip.
I don't see how it's not different when a woman and men. I mean, it's obvious.
Well, No. I think you misunderstood the question.
There's just some
when a man flirts with someone.
No, he got it. He understood the question.
99% of the time, the woman is not going to reciprocate. Maybe not 99%, whatever. But
it depends on the man, obviously.
When a woman flirts, it's kind of like the guy is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is going to get like 100% all the time.
There's a chance.
Yeah. There's a chance.
Yeah, so you do say it's completely different because of that.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Mm. I don't think women
gotta,
know
the
that.
Guy just got to be there. All you got to do is just be there. And if she's on. If you're there and you're good enough, you're going to get it.
If the guy's on,
no, the
just,
woman.
All you got to do is just be there.
Just
be
there.
Don't talk. Just listen.
It's funny that it works, actually. Just be there.
I'm gonna go to
I feel like I'd be really mad if I saw Priscilla trying to flirt or like flirting unintentionally.
Have you ever seen her flirting? Does she go flirt?
No, she's not. no, but like, other places.
Other places. I am. But I know you are. It's in your personality. Yeah. Again, even if half the time it's probably not intentional. It's just your personality. Anyway.
Happens.
On that low note, we're going to end this episode.
Ernie? That wasn't low.
It was a very low note.
Do I get a rose?
Can we give him his rose? Do you watch The Bachelor?
You won The Bachelor.
No.
I didn't know what you meant, man.
I know the reference.
You didn't understand that?
No. Not when he said it, until you said it. Then I'm like, yeah, okay, The Bachelor, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
you.
Been a long time.
Man, we didn't have a one-liner from...